This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
22 seconds left on the power play. Marchman tosses it off the chest of Hellebuck. Played to the corner by Pionk. Circling that, taking it. Harley! Score! Series over!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The question is simple. The answer might be complex. Is Pete DeBoer a great NHL coach? 877-881-1053. No. If you want to text the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line or hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube. Let me begin with this.
Ooh.
So I was looking at a whole bunch of stuff, and this is where the word great, I think, does a lot of work. I think Pete DeBoer is a very good NHL coach, but I don't think he's great.
Do you think Ken Hitchcock is a great NHL coach?
Yes. Okay. I am biased, right, though, because that was like in my formative like years, and I saw him win a Stanley Cup.
If DeBoer wins a cup here, does that alter that for you?
Yes.
I'm interested now to hear the rest of your
Yes, it does. Thoughts. All right. So Pete DeBoer said this about being in the conference finals. To be in the Final Four that many times is a privilege. Just got to try to end up in the top spot one of these times. Except that was actually a quote from last year. But it could have also been a quote from the year before. And here's what I think it comes down to and why I think he is not a great coach. DeBoer has been in the playoffs 10 times as an NHL coach. 8 times, including the past 6 years, he has advanced at least as far as the conference finals. So you present that first point of data, you're like, oh my God, he's obviously a great coach. He's only been to the playoffs 10 times, 8 of the times he's been part of the Final Four. Rock on. And that is a really good thing. But let's take a look at other people that he shares that company with. He's won 96 playoff games. That's tied with Mike Keenan for 5th in NHL history. Behind Scotty Bowman, Al Arbor, Joe Quenneville, and Dick Ervin. And let's throw one more other piece of information in there. He has 19 best of 7 series wins. Again, behind Bowman, Quenneville, and Arbor. Keenan won the cup. Bowman, Arbor, and I'm just keep going with Quenneville, and Ervin all won it multiple times. So you look at that group he's in when you're like, 5th most playoff wins, 4th most playoff series wins. I take you back to something that we talked about. Maybe it was on Monday. He's in that same category as the Dallas Cowboys of, hey, I win a lot. I just don't win the most important thing. And that's what people bitch about with the Cowboys all the time. And that's the thing that I think limits Pete DeBoer as a good coach for now, as opposed to a great coach, is he's been there more than anybody else who has never won. I'm going to say that one more time. He's been in this position more than anyone else in the history of the NHL that hasn't won.
I'm not going to sit here and argue like I know all the greatest coaches to ever coach hockey. Like you said, my learning of hockey started with Ken Hitchcock.
Like
that,
sure.
That was where I got into. That's where I got into hockey, and then most of my hockey loving has been whatever the Stars have been doing. So over time, I've been watching them add and remove coaches and move around here and there. This is the coach, though, that I have felt has gotten the best out of this team since him, or this franchise since him. I feel like you get. Now, I don't know what Montgomery would have continued to do. You know, like I loved his fiery, a passion about everything. I do, however, think that the ability to coach this type of team to the success that they've had this year so far has been really nice, because this type of team has a young Wyatt Johnston, a young Miro, veteran players like Jamie Benn. They're all on the same page, and that's a positive thing. Now, yes, he needs to get that cup to take that to a different place, because so far it is, well, you're Mac Brown. You know, you just haven't quite done that. And that's got to be killer on his ledger for himself, right?
Yeah.
Like he wears that too. How am I going to get past this? Also, Kevin, if they had won last year, what was the thing we were saying about last year? Would that be the toughest road to a Stanley Cup title? And if they win this year,
it's a brutal road.
It is brutal. I mean, you have the potential
to take on the betting favorite, the President's Cup trophy winner, the best player on the planet, and the defending champion.
Yeah.
That could be the road that you finish.
But to be great, you have to beat the best.
Yes.
So that is something that definitely he is a very good coach. I think that they think that he's great because of the way he treats them. Like they love working with him. And I think they want it for him just as much as they want it for Jamie Benn. Is that they see him and what he's, that question comes up from the media. I mean, they ask it, and he's living with it too. And they don't want him to live with it anymore because they admire this coach that much. Kevin, I went before the season, preseason power rankings of head coaches in the NHL.
Ooh, okay.
Number one, John Cooper, Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Number two, Paul Maurice, Florida. Number three, Bruce Cassidy, Vegas. Number four, Pete DeBoer. So he was even number four on the list of preseason coaches this year with a team that was heavily favored because of the talent they have on their roster. So, again, being able to coach that talent, very important. But to get to that next level, being great does mean hoisting the cup.
And from the 3-2-1, because I think this is a great potential comp, is Marty Schottenheimer a great coach? I don't think so. And he never won at all like Pete DeBoer. I was glad that we spaced that out a little bit from the Brian Schottenheimer press conference. Because once again, I would say, I think Marty Schottenheimer was a very, very good coach. But people like to overuse the word great. And in this instance, I don't think you can say that. You can go back to all the conference finals he's been in as well, and he's 2-5 in those. Like, at least if you want to bring up Marv Levy, like, rock on. I get that. He didn't win the championship either. I will say, at least, like, he was in the last game 4 times in a row, which is something that had never happened in the history of the NFL.
Do you think that in leagues like this that guys show disrespect to other people? It just seems like this league has so much respect for the guys playing in it and the coaches that are coaching in it. And I'm sure there are like bitter rivalries on the ice. But after that series, when he went through that handshake line, you saw the respect those players had for him too. The opposing players, guys that have played with him before, they like him too. But that is a difference. And when we're arguing this conversation, it's a fine detail. And that's what I think that anybody that's watching him, that's a fine detail. Is Rick Carlisle a great coach by your standard? He did win a championship. Yeah. He's been back.
Yes.
He's in the Eastern Conference final again. I thought he was a great coach.
And like, just winning the title doesn't make you a great coach. You have to have everything.
DeBoer
that
has everything
it up.
Else up there.
So like, when Andy Reid was at the Philadelphia Eagles, did people think he was a great coach, or did they were like, man, he's good, but he doesn't have that little something to get over the edge?
It took him over the top when he won his championship.
Yeah.
Actually, the second championship was the one that took.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's MinsteeClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Took him to the next level.
And was that little something Patrick Mahomes, or did he get better at coaching?
I think it's a combination of both.
I think see Mahomes that as well.
Benefits hugely from having him, and I think that that Andy Reid never he had Donovan McNabb. He had all these other guys that weren't quite Patrick Mahomes.
I'm kind of surprised. I actually thought there was going to be more pushback on this, but from the 6A2, I think he's great. The only thing he's short of is winning a cup, and I'm with you on that. Pete DeBoer from the 830 will be a great coach once he wins the cup. Otherwise, he is a good coach. Another person said he is a very, very, very good coach. And so then
I think that goes right along in line with what we're thinking here. And I love having him as the Stars coach.
Sure.
Anybody that's listening to Kevin and like, what are you doing right now?
Somebody did say my take was idiotic.
That's fine.
If we're going to try to balance it out.
That being said, I don't think Kevin's saying, I don't think you're saying this, I'll speak for you, that you're saying you don't like him being the Stars coach.
For sure.
Agreed. I think I have a lot of confidence. Now, obviously, I had a lot more confidence in him this weekend than you did. You thought it was going to Game 7. I said he's closing it out in Game 6.
Or did I? That's even the tease that we had for our
show. You said it to my face. So that's what I'm, you know what? It's not on record. So, but I was very adamant. I felt like he had I had a lot of faith in him to get this done. And I think that next level of what his urgency is going to pay off for the Stars. Now, can they beat Edmonton? They didn't last year. Did they have the horses to do it, or did they not have the right strategy? That's something I love too, Kevin, if you've been listening to DeBoer, how much credit he's been giving his coaching staff.
Yeah.
And his coaching staff, particularly on the power play and the penalty kill, which he said at the beginning of the season was the worst. And over the season, his special teams coaches have gotten them to be one of the best, and he's very proud of that.
So I got a couple of quotes here, one's from Otter, one's from Tyler Seguin. The one from Tyler Seguin is really fascinating. So Ottinger talked about DeBoer and said, hey, he's been there. He just hasn't gotten the result that he wanted. So I think he's learned from previous experience. So I'm really fascinated by the idea of how your previous playoff experiences shape your future, especially when, like you just said, you played this exact same, well, mostly
pretty
same,
much same team.
Yeah.
With pretty much the same team.
In the same round last year. And then you go to Tyler Seguin, and this is a really insightful quote right here. Any coach can make adjustments, talking about DeBoer, but I think there has to be respect level from both sides, from the player and the coach, for the buy-in. And I think that's what he does a good job of. Starting from day one of training camp, there's a respect and a relationship between him and all the individuals. It's always been black and white. There are no gray areas. I've been on teams where there's sometimes gray. And I feel like as a group, we know where the puck's going to be most of the time based off of our rules, if you want to call it that, or just our system. And that's from Pete.
I love that.
Me too.
My buddy sent me a video from the Stars' first round against Colorado. And it was about a 9-minute video, and it was called We're Built for This. And I watched it last night, and Kevin, one of the things that you asked Bochy about, and I'm glad you asked him this question the other day, was, do you ever have that meeting and just remind your guys who they are? And Boch was like, oh, we've had meetings. You know, and he's like, you can hear in his voice without saying, I've gone in there and kicked their ass a few times. He was saying it. And listening to DeBoer in this video, and I just watched it very late last night, but listening to him tell everybody in that locker room, they're giving too much attention to the guys that aren't in this locker room and not enough attention to the guys that are.
Yeah.
And, you know, telling the guys how much they do belong in this moment, that's another quality of coaching. And a lot of times you hear coaches, they're like, look, I don't have to hype a guy up. They know what the moment is. But every once in a while, you just want to make sure that the guys know, hey, this is why I have your back. I think you're great. You should think you're great. And this crowd's about to go think you're great tonight, too. So go show them why. And so I did, hearing the way he talks to his team, that's a different thing that I really have a lot of respect for, too.
From the 817, so I like the way this is tied into something that we obviously have talked about a lot. Guys, we suck before him. We'll get back to that because that's not factually accurate. Dropping him would be like Nico dropping Luka. We've been crushing it since he joined. Nobody, literally nobody, has suggested in this moment that if they lose in this round, that you're going to move on from him. Not saying that at all. The question is he great? And 2 years before he got here, you were in the Stanley Cup final. Look, like, I get it the year after.
The talent's already built, is what you're saying?
Not necessarily.
Managing the talent's important.
Yeah, and the year before he got here, I don't think they made the playoffs, and that's what's facilitated the change. I'm just saying, I don't think we should act like this team hadn't been to the playoffs in 20 years. 2 years before he got here, they were in the Stanley Cup final. I think he's done an amazing job. But if we're going to use the word great, I do not think it applies to Pete DeBoer yet.
Okay.
In a month?
I'm not arguing with you on that. But I think he's great. He's great, you know, in that respect. I love having him as the coach. I want this team to earn that next level though for him, to where it is not even debatable.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what we're also saying we want, and I think that again, he has that sense of urgency about where he is in this whole pantheon of things. And you know, he's also humble enough to be like, look, it's about my guys first. Like, he is that guy. And I think, again, those guys want the same thing for him because they know they can change his status just as much as theirs. You know, hell, Drew Pearson, what did he say? That's what happens whenever you're a Hall of Famer, whenever you're a Stanley Cup champion. It's a little bit different. That party's a little bit different.
Somebody did ask this question, and this answer is astonishing to me. How many NHL coaches do you think have won multiple Stanley Cups?
Two, three?
19.
Holy crap.
Because I think it's partially because the NHL has been around forever and they used to have like four teams and they're like, hey, go ahead and skate around. We'll give you a cup. It'll be fantastic. But yeah, 19.
I do want to throw this out from the 903. 9-0 and still not great, huh? Hey, listen, he had to lose game 6 to get to 9-0. All right, in those game 7s.
Oh, yeah, man.
You had to lose game 6.
The Jordan people would post the meme. It's like, what's a game 7? So, yeah, no, he is.
They even asked him the other night after the game. They were like, hey, you know, you have such a great record in these game 7s, but game 6, you know, you got to win. And he's like, yeah, that actually is. So he admits it too.
I mean, look, and you can look at the coaching job that he did. Advancing out of the first round without Robo and Miro, I thought that was masterfully done against an excellent opponent. Advancing in the second round when you still haven't gotten everything from Robo and you're just now kind of feels like ramping Miro all the way back up. I think he's done a fantastic job. I think he's a really good coach. It's just, that's what we said. Great does a lot of work. If they win the cup, he's great.
I have three things here that I want to get to, okay. Kevin.
One.
Number one. So what I'm hearing is Kevin wants to fire DeBoer the way Corey wants to trade Josh Young. That's what they're hearing right now. Number two, which does Kevin hate more, DeBoer or the Rangers?
What?
Very
neither.
Good questions. Very good questions. And number three, if you want to talk greatness, Kevin, I have a piece of audio from the great one. Would you like to hear the great one, Wayne Gretzky?
Yes.
This
especially
is Wayne Gretzky.
If you'll add in your snarky comment after.
Nope. This is Wayne Gretzky, who DeBoer did bring in. He said, guys, the great one wants to come in and tell you guys something. Okay. So here is Wayne Gretzky in going up to Wyatt Johnston.
Hi, man. You're such a good player. I always told my brother, we didn't draft you. They picked another guy over you. And I was going to be a good player.
So he told him, I always told my brother, since they didn't draft you, that he was dumb as S.
Okay. Was this after?
It was after the game. Okay. Yeah, no, there was some celebration. But yeah, he was like, hey, my brother was dumb for not drafting you. He loves Wyatt Johnston.
I mean, that's a good point.
He's a big fan of Wyatt Johnston. So that's, hey, I feel like if we got the great one on our side, we're looking. He's going up. We're going up against Edmonton, his old team,
and that's something for the future. And they traded him.
He was the great one,
yeah. And they still traded him. That's something to keep in consideration. The Stars have so many great, or I guess I should say, good. Got to stay consistent here. Very good young players that you have a core here that we like to think like. I hope they can win the cup because they haven't won the cup in 26 years, and then we'll start to get greedy potentially after that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.